Noise bids for rain-soaked intros, intermediate level. We're doing drum and bass in Ableton Live, and the goal today is not grab a rain sample and call it an intro. The goal is a living noise bid, something that sets space, tension, and momentum before the drop, and then gets out of the way so the drop feels bigger, not smaller. By the end, you'll have a 3-5 layer atmosphere, a rain core, a wide mist layer, a grit layer for character, some tempo-aware movement, and a few automation moves that make the transition into the drop feel intentional and very DNB ready. Alright, let's set up the session so this actually sits like drum and bass. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176. I'll use 174. Make your intro 16 bars to start. You can always expand to 32 if you want more story, but 16 is the perfect training ground. Now create a group track and name it Rain BDD. Everything we build goes inside it. On the group itself, drop in utility, then glue compressor, then a limiter. This is not because we want to smash it. It's because sound design gets loud fast, and we want safety and quick control. Set utility to about minus 6 dB gain, and width around 120% for now. Glue compressor, attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and set the threshold so you're just kissing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Limiter ceiling at minus 1 dB temporarily. Quick teacher note, keep an eye on level. Noise beds are sneaky. If the intro atmosphere is consistently feeling like the main event, the drop won't land. As a rough rule, if the bed is living louder than about minus 18 to minus 12 LUFS short term during an intro with no drums, you're probably setting yourself up for a weak impact later. Headroom is drama. Now step 1. Build the core rain texture. This is the near rain layer. Crisp droplets. Detail, the thing your ear identifies as rain. Create an audio track inside the group called Rain Core. Drag in any steady noise recording. Room tone, vinyl noise, field noise, even a white noise sample. If you already have a rain recording you like, you can use it, but today we're designing rain so it's controllable. Now build this device chain on Rain Core, auto filter, erosion, compressor, hybrid reverb, then EQ8, auto filter first. Set it to band pass. Put the frequency around 3.5 kHz, resonance around 0.7, and add a little drive, like 2 to 4 dB. What you're doing is focusing the hiss into that rain band territory, like you're zooming the mic toward the droplet detail. Then erosion. Set it to noise mode. Frequency around 6 to 9 kHz, amount around 0.2 up to 0.45. This is where the grain happens. Go easy. You want fine droplets, not frying pan. Then a compressor. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Bring the threshold down until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Here's the concept. Compression turns a constant noise source into a more articulated texture. It gives you that pat and scatter feeling, like rain hitting surfaces, rather than a flat hiss. Now hybrid reverb, short, algorithmic mode. Choose small room or ambience. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Predelay 0 to 10 milliseconds. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Wet about 10 to 18%. We're giving it a believable space without washing it out. Then EQ8. High pass around 200 to 350 hz. Fairly steep. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz. If it's too fizzy, a gentle shelf down from 10 or 12 kHz. At this point, you should have a convincing, controlled rain texture that doesn't eat your low end. Coach note. Think in distance layers, not more rain. Near rain is this layer, a little louder, a little brighter, closer to center. We'll build mid and far with the next layers. Step 2. Add the air or mist layer. This is the wide, cinematic fog that makes the intro feel expensive and deep. Create a new track called Mist Air. We'll use Wavetable or Analog as a noise source. In Wavetable, enable noise on oscillator 1. Put the filter on LP24. Set cutoff around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Keep resonance low. Then shape the amp envelope. Attack 200 to 600 milliseconds. Release 1.5 to 3 seconds. This layer should bloom and hang. Now add auto filter after the synth. Then chorus ensemble. Then hybrid reverb with a longer decay. Then utility, then EQ8. For movement, add an LFO device if you have Max for live. Map it to the auto filter cutoff. Sync it to 1/4 or 1/2 notes. Use a sine shape, and keep the depth small. We're going for subtle breathing, not filter wobble. If your LFO has jitter, add a touch so it feels like weather, not math. Chorus ensemble. Choose ensemble. Amount around 20 to 35%. width 120 to 160, then hybrid reverb, decay 3 to 6 seconds, wet 18 to 30%, high cut 8 to 10 kHz. Utility on this layer can be wide, try 160 to 200%. This is the layer that earns the stereo, EQ8, high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. The mist should not bring any low mid weight. If it does, the intro turns to foggy mud. Stereo discipline reminder. Make the wide part mostly the mist. Keep at least one layer, usually ring core, closer to the center. If everything is wide, you get a huge sound in solo, but a weak, flat image when the drums arrive. Step 3. Add grit and age. This is the wet alleyway on old tape layer. Perfect for jungle and darker DNB. Create a new track called Grit. Use any steady source again. Another noise sample, room tone, whatever. Device chain. Saturator, redux, auto filter, EQ8. Saturator first. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then redux, but subtle. Downsample around 1.5 to 4. Bit reduction around 8 to 12. Don't go full video game unless that's your aesthetic. Auto filter. Low pass. Cut off around 2 to 6 kHz. A little drive 1 to 3 dB. Then EQ8. High pass 200 to 400 Hz. Optionally, a gentle boost around 700 to 1.2 kHz if you want that cardboard room vibe. Now you've got three layers. Before we go further, do a reality check. Drop in a placeholder DNB snare right now. It can be muted later, but put it on the timeline so you can /B quickly. Then turn your monitoring volume down. If your snare loses definition at low volume, your bed is probably masking the 2 to 6 kHz area. Don't just turn everything down. That's the lazy fix. Try a small dip in that zone on the bed, or later we'll do a more dynamic approach. Step 4. Make it breathe with the groove. The trick is, it should feel rhythm-aware without turning into a shaker loop. Option A, sidechain to a ghost kick. Create a MIDI track called Ghost Kick. Load a drum rack with a short, tight kick. Program something simple. You can do 4 on the floor for a classic pump, or a DNB-style pulse. A nice push is hits on 1 and the end of 2. Then turn the ghost kick track down or disable its output, but keep it available as a sidechain source. On the Rain BED group, or just on the mist layer if you want it more subtle, add a compressor and enable sidechain from ghost kick. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds so the texture isn't instantly chopped. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds so it breathes in time. Threshold so you're only getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Movement, not EDM pumping. Option B, auto pan for drift. On mist air, add a auto pan. Amount 10 to 25%, rate 1/2 note or 1 bar. Phase 180 degrees. This gives motion without screening effect. Step 5. Control the intro into the drop. This is where a lot of people lose impact. They build a gorgeous atmosphere, then forget to create contrast. Pick 2 to 4 parameters and automate them over the 16 bars. Good choices. Raincore auto filter frequency. Open it slightly as you approach the drop. Mist air reverb wet. Reduce it right before the drop to create a cleaner, tighter moment. Grit saturator drive. Increase as tension rises, then snap it back at the drop. Group utility gain, a tiny fade down, like 1 to 2 dB, right before impact. It sounds backward, but it makes the drop feel like it jumps forward. Classic DNB move in the last two bars, pull the low end out of the bed. Put an EQ8 on the Rain BDD group. Automate a high pass from around 80 Hz up to around 300 Hz over the last two bars. Then cut the entire bed sharply an eighth note to a quarter note before the drop. That little vacuum moment is pure club psychology. The listener leans in, then you hit them. Extra arrangement tip. Use automation staging instead of one long fade. For example, bars 1 to 8, mostly mist and far rain. Keep it stable, DJ friendly. Bars 9 to 14, bring in the near rain and some grit. Last two bars, narrow and clean. Pull reverb down, pull lows out. Then the cut. It feels like storytelling, not a loop slowly turning up. Step 6. Mix discipline. Noise beds are density. Drum and bass need space. On the Rain BED group, use EQ8. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If it's boxy, notch 250 to 400 Hz a bit. If it fights vocals or snare presence, a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. If the top end gets spitty, use multiband dynamics gently. Think of it as a rain tamer. Focus on the high band, lower the threshold until the harshness tucks in on peaks. Don't chase loudness with makeup gain. Even cleaner, sidechain only the problem range. Duplicate the bed, or make a rack. One path stays full range. The other path is high past around 2 to 3 kHe, and only that bright band gets sidechained from your ghost kick or snare. You get movement and clarity, without the whole atmosphere ducking. Now, a few pro touches for darker or heavier DNB. If you want a metallic, uneasy sheen, add frequency shifter very subtly on a layer. Fine set to plus 10 to plus 40 Hz. Dry wet 5 to 12%. It's a tiny detail, but it can push the vibe toward industrial or neuro without sounding like a gimmick. If you want the rain to imply the key, add resonators very quietly on the mist layer. Tune 1 to 3 resonators to notes in your key. Dry wet 5 to 15%. You're not writing a chord. You're hinting at a tonic so the intro feels composed. Reverb management trick that keeps the drop huge. Put the longest reverb on a return, not inline. Automate the send to zero right before the drop. You can even mute the return for a split second. The bed can keep going, but the tail won't smear the impact. And micro variation, because looping noise is a dead giveaway. Automate the sample start slightly every 4 to 8 bars, or use a very slow unsynced LFO on a filter cutoff, longer than 8 bars. The goal is weather, not repetition. Now a quick practice run you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Build the Rain BED group with 3 layers, Rain Core, Mist Air, Grit. Make a 16-bar intro at 174 BPM. Automate the group EQ high pass from 80 to 300 Hz over the last 2 bars. Automate Mist Reverb, wet from about 30% down to 10% in the last bar. Hard cut the entire group an eighth note before bar 17. Then at bar 17, drop in a simple DNB beat and a sub. Ask yourself 2 questions. Does the drop feel bigger because the bed gets out of the way? And does the rain still feel present when the bed is quiet, not loud? If you want a bigger challenge, make 3 versions of the same intro against the exact same drop. One close and detailed, one far and cinematic, and one gritty jungle tape. A slash be them, and write 2 sentences each about what masked the snare or bass, and what you changed to fix it. That's how you train your ear fast. Let's recap. A proper rain intro is a layered noise bed. Your rain texture, wide mist, gritty character, and tempo-aware movement. Ableton stock devices are more than enough. Auto filter, erosion, hybrid reverb, utility, EQ8, saturator, and a bit of dynamics. Make it DNB functional, high pass the bed, manage reverb near the drop, and automate contrast so the impact lands. The vibe comes from motion plus restraint, not from turning the rain up. This audio version is shortened for playback.